The Delaware Senate approved relief for Delaware's three casinos Wednesday, but House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf says he wasn't consulted and doesn't support it. Schwarzkopf says he only learned about the casino legislation from media reports. That's despite Finance Secretary Rick Geisenberger working for 6 weeks to draft a compromise. The deal would reduce the state's take of slot and table gaming revenue. And according to Geisenberger, cost the state about $15 million the first year and $20 million the year after that. Schwarzkopf says that money should go to taxpayers, adding lawmakers haven't even voted on restoring the grant and aid money cut last year.
At what point do you stop this nonsense about guaranteeing $18 million profit when we have eight state agencies that need money? We have people that need services, and we have cut the budget every damn year since 2009.
Schwarzkopf says he opposes any cut to the state's share of the slot revenue. Geisenberger says he negotiated the compromise at the request of Senate Finance Committee Chair Harris McDowell. And while the Carney administration supports the measure, it's not their bill. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.